Your tab could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and February 2026, SendBig customers stand a chance to win their share of over 460,000 kwacha in prizes. Instant cashbacks, monthly trolley dashes, and exciting rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why do you cash? Swipe or tap your SendBig Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by SendBig Bank.
Time now is 8:01. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win the Mamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Dalino ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The ESCO board chairperson warns of continued power deficit amid rising demand. CSOs raise concern over 78.3 billion kwacha debt servicing allocation in 2026 national budget. In global news, Burkina Faso refuses to take deportees as U.S. stops issuing visas. Good evening. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The details. ZESCO board chairperson Vixen Nchube says Zambia is expected to continue facing power deficits due to the rising number of households and expanding industrial activity, which is increasing demand on the national grid. Speaking today after touring the $13 million United States North Rise 16 megawatt solar power plant in Indola, Ms. Nchube said government is accelerating efforts to explore alternative energy sources to bridge the growing energy gap. He revealed that since 2022, ZESCO has connected over 400,000 households to the national electricity grid. Ms. Nchube has also emphasized the importance of strengthening power transmission infrastructure to support the installation of new power plants.
The country continues and will continue to face energy deficit in this country. Why do I say so? Because industries are growing. People are building houses on a daily basis. There is a house that has been built in Zambia. From 2022, January to date, ZESCO has connected over 400,000 homes to the grid, estimated to be about 350 megawatts. That means that our power station at its stage, which is 120, three of them, needed to have been built in that time for us to meet the demand. There are mines that were dormant that are now opening. That requires energy.
Meanwhile, Lifestone Zambia director Derek Delic said the solar project developed in partnership with Kiona Energy, a ZESCO subsidiary, has been contracted to Lifestone Zambia. Mr. Delic says once complete, the full project is expected to deliver 100 megawatts of solar power across a 4 square kilometer area.
We have a 4 kilometer wall fence around here, and what we try to do wherever Lifestone is working, we engage the local community. You know, we can't bring people from Kitwe over to Indola to do work because that would be set up for those in Indola, and vice versa. So what we've done, with the help of Tommy here, we engage community. We had over 100 community workers put up the wall fence, a 4 kilometer wall fence. They did an amazing job. You know, we were hesitant. What's their skill set like? They did a great job, and so we'd like to engage them further when we start with our trade academy. And so that's the whole initiative, to get local, indigenous leadership and Zambians working and providing AI.
and Kiona Energy Chief Executive Officer Clemence Yame highlighted the critical need for collaboration among government institutions, the Rural Electrification Authority, RIA, and the private sector.
The collective work that we have done together, that is supporting Livestrong to ensure that they attain what they have attained. Dave was just showing me an early photo when we came here. There was nothing. There were just trees around. And today there are solar panels, which will soon be giving power to the community around here. This has not been without the support of ZESCO. ZESCO, our parent company, has given us unwavering support to ensure that this is attained. We'll soon be building a line that will connect there. All will be due to the support that ZESCO is rendering to this project.
A coalition of Zambian civil society organizations, CSOs, has expressed concern over the 78.3 billion kwacha allocation towards debt servicing and arrears dismantling in the 2026 national budget, warning that such a significant amount could undermine efforts towards poverty reduction and inclusive economic growth. Speaking on behalf of the CSOs, Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR Executive Director, Father Daniel Mutale, noted that the allocation for debt-related payments exceeds the combined 59.2 billion kwacha allocated to the education and health sectors by 19.1 billion kwacha. Further, Father Mutale has since urged the National Assembly and the Ministry of Finance and National Planning to implement structural variations to the 2026 budget estimates to safeguard national resilience and ensure inclusive growth.
We urge the concerned to implement systemic debt management operations to structurally reduce the 52 billion domestic interest burden and strictly limit the net domestic borrowing target, 2.3% of GDP, to free up fiscal space and reduce private sector crowding out. The second, we call on them to immediately reverse the regressive hike on the mobile money levy and to commit to indexing payers UNPE tax-free income threshold to inflation to restore purchasing power for former sector employees.
Speaking earlier, Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR Programs Manager Brian Moyo Wanyambe expressed similar concerns, noting that the 78.3 billion kwacha allocated to debt servicing is significantly higher than the 58.6 billion kwacha allocated to the Economic Affairs Function, which he described as the government's primary investment driver. Mr. Moyo Wanyambe further warned that Zambia's debt-to-GDP ratio remains elevated at 93.5%, classifying the country as having a weak debt-carrying capacity.
The debt-to-GDP ratio remains dangerously high at 95.3%, exceeding the threshold and classifying Zambia as having weak debt-carrying capacity. The increased net domestic borrowing, which is at 2.3% of the GDP, structural fuels the exorbitant 29% average commercial bank lending rate, severely crowding out private sector investments and growth.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has expressed strong concern over recent calls to raise nomination fees for presidential candidates, describing the proposal as both unfortunate and regressive. This follows remarks by National Road Fund Agency, NRFA chairperson, Noel Nkoma, who urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to consider increasing the presidential nomination fee to 5 million kwacha. NGOCC Acting Executive Director Florence Lufunza says a proposal of this amount is illogical and is designed to restrict the presidency to only a few privileged individuals. Ms. Lufunza has further cautioned that imposing exorbitant fees risks undermining democratic integrity as financially burdened candidates may become vulnerable to corruption and undue influence. She has since called on the ECZ to reject the proposal, stressing the need for inclusive and equitable electoral processes.
We strongly urge the ECZ to ignore the call by Mr. Nkoma to increase the nomination fees to 5 million. The proposal of this astronomical amount is absurd and designed to restrict the presidency to only a few privileged individuals. We also take this opportunity